I'm guessing Chris is probably around here somewhere, too. They know, Keith, Scott said, his voice cracking behind his mask. I smiled. I'd guessed right about the other Urbex members being his accomplices. That's right, Scotty. And now it's all starting to make sense. You guys ditched me in the tunnel this morning on purpose. You planned to steal the big bronze dude's key out of the sinkhole until I found it first. Am I right, guys? What are we going to do? Scott said, panicking. I told you to shut up, Keith said. It doesn't matter what they know. It's not like they'll get a chance to tell anyone. The Grand Master will make sure of that. I didn't like the sound of that. Grand Master? Frank squeaked. Apparently he didn't either. So you don't know everything, huh? Well, we've got some surprises in store for you. Keith jabbed me in the ribs again, shoving us down one of the tunnels. You like showing up uninvited, but this is one party you're going to wish you hadn't crashed. Well, I'm enjoying it so far, I said, trying to hide the fact that I was scared witless. This underground lair has to be one of the coolest things I've ever seen. How did you find it? It's awesome, right? Keith said, unable to hide his excitement. This place is ancient. No one knows exactly who built it. Early Native Americans, probably, but it was used as a hideout for pirates during colonial times. My tactic had worked. Keith was so caught up in the thrill of his discovery, he had dropped the tough guy act. I knew Keith was a devoted urban explorer at heart, and that he wouldn't be able to resist talking about it. Scott wasn't so thrilled, though. What are you doing, man? He asked Keith. That stuff is supposed to be a secret. Stop worrying so much, Keith said. These guys won't see sunlight again unless the Grand Master wants them to. So, who's this Grand Master guy anyway? Frank tried to sound casual, but the crack in his voice gave him away. He's the one who discovered this place, or rediscovered it, really, Keith said. This used to be run by Admiral Bryant himself, but after he vanished, it was forgotten. That is, until the Grand Master reclaimed it for the Knights' descendants. The Knights? I didn't know what he was talking about, but Frank seemed to be a step ahead of me on this one. The Knights were the Admiral's secret society, weren't they? Keith seemed surprised. The Grand Master is going to want to know how you found out about that, but yeah. The Secret Order of the Knights of the Bay. Keith, I really don't think you should be... Scott began to protest, but Keith cut him off. If I want to know what you think, I'll ask. Keith was playing right into our hands. I had a million questions, but I wasn't sure how much time we had before we reached where they were taking us. I wanted to know what had happened with the sinkhole and what this Grand Master had to do with it. So what's the deal with stealing the Admiral's key, anyway? You guys almost killed me twice trying to nab it. Yeah, sorry about that, Keith said, not sounding very sorry at all. But your showing up at the last minute messed with our plans, so we had to ditch you. The tunnels weren't supposed to cave in like that. Someone put one of the explosives in the wrong place. Keith whacked Scott on the back of the head.
Ah, jeez, Keith, I said I was sorry.
Wait, so you guys created the sinkhole that swallowed the Admiral with the controlled demolition? Frank said in disbelief.
That's like a crazy...